So Pikudei 3, which we're learning now close to Pesach, it's interesting, it connects to quite a few of the sichas that we learned in the past few weeks. It's a Truma sicha and the first Pikudei sicha. It very much builds on those. And it connects also to the time where in the month, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, is the day that the Mishkan was put up. And that's where the Sicha really starts off. In the second year after the Yetzias Mitzrayim, in other words, a year minus 15 days after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, on the first day of Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was put up. And the word Hukam, which is an unusual word, so from there we learn that the Mishkan was put up by itself because all the Jewish people were not able to pick it up, and even Moshe couldn't pick it up, and Hashem says, make believe as if you're doing it, and I'm going to put it up. So ultimately, it was put up by Hashem. Now, the simple question is, we learn in the Medrash, and Rashi brings it as well, that for the 7 days of prep, each day they put up the Mishkan. So how is it that for 7 days they're able to put up the Mishkan, and then on the 8th day, they cannot? And the Rebbe brings interesting perspective from the Ramban, Nachmanides, and from Rashi, but we'll stay with the opinion of Rashi, that for the first 7 days, the Shechina did not rest. It was simply Moshe assuming that just like Hashem wants him to initiate the Kohanim in their service for 7 days, and it's impossible to initiate the Kohanim or work in the Mishkan without actually having a Mishkan. So therefore, he has to put up the Mishkan every day for the initiation. But on the 8th day, it was implied, it doesn't say clearly, but Moshe figured out, and a lot of the stuff of the Mishkan we only learn about what they needed to do after it was done. In other words, from what they did, that's what we learned that was the mandate. The mandate was that one person alone should put it up. And that was impossible even for Moshe to do, and Hashem does it. But that's Pshutei Shel Mikra. Then at least half the Sicha, if not longer, the majority of the Sicha, the Rebbe then goes into Yena Shel Torah, which is quite unusual, at least for this Chelik of the Kutta Sicha, is that the majority of the Sicha is Yena Shel Torah, which means a deeper the Chassidus element. And we talk about the famous idea of Isarusa L'Santa and Isarusa L'Eila, and the basic principle that's across the Rebbe's Torah and Likud HaSichas everywhere, over and over and over, that there's a Milo when something comes from the bottom up, and there's an incredible Milo when things come from top down. When a person brings an energy into this world because they brought up an energy, in other words, Isarusa L'Santa, I the human being, do something. What's incredible is that it's internalized and it comes from a place of earning. The downside is I don't access the highest place possible. On the other hand, the Sarusa de Leila, when it comes from above, it accesses a much higher level, but not necessarily does it download with the intensity and with the permeation that it should, but because it's too overwhelming. Basic principle. So the first 7 days of the Jewish people putting up the Mishkan, that is the Sarusa de Lasata, that's the Jewish people doing their part to prepare the Mishkan. But ultimately, on the 8th day, nobody could do it, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that final step of making the Mishkan, not just a place that the Jewish people built, but rather that Hashem Shechina, the greatest level, could come in, that only happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the thing in the Sarusa de Leila. So now you have the upside of both the avodah of the Jewish people, so that it can be internalized, they did it for 7 days, and then the Sarusa D'Leila that Kadosh Baruch Hu does it, you have the Maila that it's an incredible level coming in. And interesting, the Rebbe references and says that's why we see that Rashi goes according to their opinion, that says that the Mikdash L'Asid, the third Beis HaMikdash, is going to come min HaShamayim, from heaven. Why? Because even though there's incredible upsides, as we said in Sarusa D'Latata, when the person below does the Avodah, nevertheless, just like the Mishkan, the final act, the actual building of the Mishkan in which Hashem resided, cannot happen through Avodah Samata, so too the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that's going to please God, that is supposed to last forever, and will last forever, that cannot come through Avodah Samata, that's to come Milamaila. And Of course, you need the pre-game. In other words, you need the person to do their part. That's the whole calls my Meshach HaGolos, my Seinu Avodah Seinu, whatever we're doing in Golos. But ultimately, the last level is that it comes from Hashem. And the Rebbe learns then, finally, two Hayrois, which are quite similar, at least, or they come from the same gang as the Sichim Pikudei Aleph. And that is the idea that the Jewish people had to bring their stuff to Moshe. So, yes, Hashem resided on the eighth day, but in order to do that, they had to bring all their stuff to Moshe. Then Moshe had to be the one showing as if he's putting it up, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it up. But ultimately, there's the Moshe in the middle. And from there, you learn that, number one, you have to do an incredible amount of Aveda, just like the Jewish people had to do all the gathering and collecting. But then you have to bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the eyes of the generation, eyes of the community, and he will put up the Mishkan b'nafshei shakol echad ve'echad b'derech hamshacham ilamayla. The Rebbe says that the Rebbe helps you build yourself into a Mishkan. He allows it to become a place that not only can you reach up to the level that your Aveda can reach, but rather it becomes a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring the greatest levels in. That happens through the Nasi Adar. And then the Rebbe says, and the other lesson is when somebody is told by the Rebbe to go on Shlichus, to go spread Yiddishkeit, to go spread Chassidus. And what the Rebbe then says in parentheses is, in other words, to go put up Mishkans in other people's hearts, in other people's neshamas. So you could think that I'm not ready because I'm not at the level and it hasn't permeated, and this idea is not, I'm not going to be able to affect true people. Comes the Mishkan and says, ultimately, you have to bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if you do the perfect Mishkan and you put it up for 7 days, it won't go into the Mishkan. Ultimately, you have to give it to the Rebbe. And if the Rebbe tells you that now you're ready to go on Shlichus and go do something, even if it hasn't fully permeated you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that you'll accomplish your Shlichus and you'll be able to build the Mishkan in your own heart and the Mishkan in the hearts of all those who you aim to influence.